This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the Frog Lube, performance made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Check them out, Second Call Defense. Join them. Join them! What happened to those five Dallas police officers? The tool used was a gun, and there was one guy that did it, but that wasn't what killed them. Poison killed them. Poisoned idea. Venom emanating from the White House, from the campaign of Pantsuit Clinton, from the Congressional Black Caucus, from the other irresponsible members of the Democratic Party. Race hustlers like Sharpton and Jackson. And, of course, the so-called mainstream news media. The spate of deaths of police officers. I mean, this is going back in the past 7 years. Let's not forget that not too long ago, two police officers were executed in New York for sitting in their car. Politicians are very quick to criticize the police immediately following an incident, long before all the forensics and the other investigative tools have determined what has happened. After the investigation, you can't find them. They're nowhere. They're like a Shaolin monk. When touched, they cannot be felt. And they're not even around after a federal investigation, especially one that has concluded that an officer acted properly. As happened in the case of Ferguson, and now with Baltimore, following a collapse of criminal charges brought against the police by the crooked Baltimore prosecutor, another person looking to score points. When the news media decides to stop trying to scoop each other and be the first to report a story, then maybe the racial tensions in this country could improve. They need to wait. Like we all need to wait. I was asked a question today. I was talking to my mobile phone provider, and they asked me about why the NRA, as if I know, but they asked me why the NRA has not made a statement about Mr. Castile in Minnesota. And there's something about Castile I'll need to tell you here in just a minute. But my answer to them was that they don't know all the details about Mr. Castile's case. At first glance, it looks like a guy got shot reaching for his wallet after he was directed by a police officer to reach for his wallet. But we don't know everything yet. So they're waiting to see everything before they make a statement. So maybe if the news media were to follow the NRA's lead and wait until an investigation is complete, then they could report the details 100% accurate. They could, of course, editorialize them, too, and not publicize the dribs and the drabs that leak out that end up being false from often questionable sources. The Michael Brown shooting in Ferguson, we remember this, a wholly justified use of deadly force by a police officer. That city and the entire country was turned upside down as a result of organized chaos and anarchy choreographed right out of Washington, D.C. And it was also encouraged by what some are beginning to finally recognize for what it is, the domestic insurgency Black Lives Matter, which was spawned, and I'm talking about people like McKeeson, who's become a professional race baiter. I mean, he does much better at it than Jackson and Sean White. Sean White, who's a white kid. But he identifies as black, like Rachel Dolezal. We heard it all over the country. Hands up, don't shoot. Every one of those people that perpetuated that meme have the blood of police officers on their hands. Congressional Black Caucus did it on the floor of the House. Professional athletes have done it. I mean, it's... And as I've also heard repeatedly during protests how black people are stopped more often than white people. That is likely true, since many black people live in predominantly black areas and cities across the country, which means more blacks will be stopped in those areas. But one can't point out logic when emotions are running high. It's not good for the narrative. Statistically, there's also more white cops than black cops, which logically means more black citizen-white officer interactions. It's simple mathematics, and that has to do with the makeup of the country, the percentages here and there. How do we, you know, if you're in a predominantly black area, and there are people that, and they don't get to get out there and say, could you assign a black officer? No, they're going to assign you where you're going to go. And then you may be stopping black people, because that's who lives there. And if somebody is described as black when they're looking for somebody on an all-points bulletin or whatever they call it, it'd be pretty stupid to be looking for a white guy at that point, wouldn't it? At 3 o'clock in the morning, very few people are out on the streets other than someone who's up to no good. And that's just a fact. If a car with two or three young black males is driving slowly through a neighborhood, it's a good bet they're not looking for canned goods. In high crime areas, they may possibly be preparing for a drive-by shooting, looking for cars to break into, to steal, or to buy, or to sell drugs. Now, understand this. The root cause of all of this is Democratic policy. It's not because black people are inherently more dangerous or more evil or more law-breaking. It's because they don't have a family structure, something a lot of us take for granted. So in simple terms, in their environment, which they have been put into with no parentage, they're probably up to no good. And the same would be true for a car full of white kids at 3 in the morning. They should be home asleep, not driving around looking for trouble. When you're in a black neighborhood, you will be looking for black people if something happens for that. And that is not profiling. It's conscious, methodical, and very logical searching. Do police officers stop black people who are innocent of any crime? Yes, all the time. But most of the time, I have been stopped. I am a Caucasian. And I remember one time I was stopped because a Caucasian bald guy had just robbed a place, and he was in a blue pickup truck, which is what I was driving at the time. Well, I wasn't the guy that robbed it, but I fit everything, and I got stopped, and I got searched, and then they figured out it wasn't me, and then they let me go. Normally they have probable cause. Are there some bad police officers out there? Certainly. But not the biggest percentage of them. 99.5% of them are just good people trying to do a job, protect and serve. They just want to go home at night. We should support them with everything we've got. And they certainly should be supported by our government. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Vault Loop of Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them. Be like me. I've got the complete kit ready to go. Here we are in 2016, and, you know, let me welcome you to 1968 2.0, where we have the new and improved Chaos featuring a cutting-edge assault on the fundamental principles by an idiot elite. And they believe that they can gut the rule of law without consequence. How do we avoid the consequence? Well, I don't know that we can. I don't know that we can avoid the consequence of their actions, where it takes us. We could try to reboot and wipe the hard drive and reload the factory software coded 2+ centuries ago by those dead white male geniuses. But I don't think this country's elite has the character or understands our constitutional technology enough to do it. I think it fails to appreciate what's going on outside of its cloisters among those weird patriotic religious and significantly armed people living in uncool places between the coasts. I think it believes this anger is a passing fad and that it can bluff and bully its way through it the way it did to previous challenges to its rule. Now, Obama and the progressive elite were not satisfied merely with exonerating the clearly guilty of espionage pantsuit Clinton of charges that would have sent any mere mortal to the slammer for a very long time, making big rocks into little rocks and, you know, wearing unflattering clothing. They had to shove it in our faces. The attorney general met with Bill Clinton. Then the FBI director laid out a devastating case followed by a nope. Then President Faley McWorsten Carter swept her away on Air Force One. At our expense, the campaign with her even placed her at a podium with the presidential seal while the liberal media thrilled and quivered. This is beyond mere corruption. This is them gloating over what they see as their unassailable power. They are laughing at us. That is true. I don't think pantsuit Clinton is a bastion of fashion as it is, but I mean, the one-size-fits-all coverall is never flattering. Then Obama made yet another speech telling us how the cops are racist. Now understand that his attacks on cops are an attack on all of us normal Americans. Because like soldiers, the police come from the ranks of normal Americans, not the elite. And just as with soldiers, normal Americans revere the cops as symbolic of the best of how we see ourselves. Loyal and brave, patriotic protectors of order and decency. Now, Obama, the guy who immediately assumed a Cambridge cop, acted stupidly, as well as pantsuit Clinton and the liberal elite, attacked cops as racist and evil as surrogates for attacking us as racist and evil. And then yet another racial malcontent went on a shooting spree. The Los Angeles cop killer, the Virginia TV reporter, now this creep in Dallas, all full of racist hate and not one damn word about it from the elite. That's because this motive hurts the narrative. They wanted to talk about cops oppressing people, so they simply lied by their silence about the Dallas killer's expressly racist motive. And their media love slaves obliged when it became clear that this clown who couldn't make E4 in the military after 6 years was essentially just a BLM supporter in a hurry. And the story faded away. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, making E4 in the military, you have to be a... If you don't make E4 in the first 2 years you're in the military, something is... And I mean, that's starting from nothing. From E1. Which is not... You don't even have a rank insignia on your uniform. Starting from E1, if you don't make E4 in 2 years, something is patently wrong here. This cat was in for six and couldn't make it. Something wrong there. These lies did not fade away. Obama came out and feigned ignorance about motive. He said, We may never know what motivated the guy who expressly said he was motivated by a desire to murder white cops. You know, we know what motivated him. Because he was blaming us yet again, this time for our stubborn refusal to disarm ourselves to please people who hate us and who refuse to acknowledge what drives those who say outright when they intend to murder us. Did Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama try unity? No. He divided Americans into good ones who agree with him and bad ones who refuse to kneel and bow. The leftists don't want unity. That's not good for them. They don't want peace. Community organizers succeed when they divide. They need discord and hate in order to survive. They need to have a group of people they can point to and say, you're a victim, run to me, I'll protect you. And understand that all of this hate is not a bug. To them, it's a feature. And this strategy is really, really dumb. It's dumb because this country is not one big Chicago. It's not one discrete dysfunctional tumor surrounded by healthy tissue. The progressives can afford to play their games in the Chicagos and the Austins and the Berkeleys because outside the city limits, there are normal people of every race and color and creed whose work feeds and powers and defends the elite's urban petri dishes of blue model failure. They can live out their lefty fantasies because normal people subsidize them through our normal tendencies, like parents from Orange County paying tuition at Oberlin so their blonde daughter can learn how there's no such thing as gender while she majors in anti-colonialist pottery. What happens when you try this with the whole country? The normals move away. Well, they can't just move away, so instead of driving them out, now they have to suppress normal Americans in place. And they don't realize that they're putting our backs against the wall when they try that. And you have to wonder, have they considered their end game? Because they may have learned the wrong lesson when they drove all the normals out of the Chicagos and the Austins and the Berkeleys. They may actually believe that normal Americans can just be bullied and badgered into submission. But this is a very, very dangerous notion. They should try meeting a normal American. Jump in your Prius and drive to Oklahoma. Go check it out. Google it. We'll be coming up on the next break when we come back. I'm going to tell you what they can say, what the elitist punks can say to a normal American to try to get them to bow down. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American-made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in is 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. Join them, join me, join a lot of people. A lot of people taking advantage of them and that service. I was talking about how the elites seem to think they're back. Well, they don't think they're backing us into a corner. They just think we're too stupid to understand what they're doing and that we'll just go along with it. But in order for the elites to sell this, they would actually have to come out and sell this to middle America, to everywhere except the coastal elite cities. So I tried to imagine how that conversation would go. So let's say Kat drives into, somewhere in Oklahoma. They go in there and find a bar. They're going to have to find a bar where people go after work. They'll be looking for a guy. They'll see him. He'll be in boots and jeans and a work shirt enjoying a Coors or some other non-craft, non-pumpkin-infused beer. And then they're going to walk up and hit him with the sales pitch, of course. It's going to be something like this. Hey, stupid, you're dumb because your parents couldn't send you to college. You're also dumb for believing in Jesus. You're a sucker and a baby killer for joining the army and fighting in Iraq. Plus, you have privilege because your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather came here from Glasgow. So I'm going to tell you what to do from now on. I'm your boss and moral superior. You're going to have to let any dude dress like a late woman in the bathroom with your daughter. You're going to have to turn in your global warming causing pickup truck. You're going to be out of your job when we finish off the oil industry. You're going to give up your guns, and I don't care what you say about any of it, you don't matter. You don't get a say. And also, you're a racist. I would wholeheartedly encourage the elites to make that trip out into Middle America and go to that bar, say, in Oklahoma, and make that speech. Although I would also recommend you check your dental coverage. Now, as you're considering this, think about how that strategy is going to work out in our country as a whole. And once again, I have to ask liberals, what is your end game here? Do you see over half the country just giving up? Surrendering, throwing in the towel once you have sufficiently nagged and insulted them? Or do you see them getting mad? Your media lackeys keep attributing phenomena like Trump or even Sanders to anger. And yeah, there's people that are angry. Right now, they're expressing that anger through legitimate means at the ballot box. But what happens when you decide you're going to step outside the law once again to ensure that their lawful expression of that anger is silenced? Do you expect that normal people will just shrug and submit? And what if they don't? How many of these 60 to 70,000 guns that Americans buy every single day do the elites purchase? What's the end game? What happens when, and the day will come, when normal people will simply say no? Will you try force? I have no doubt that you would try it if you could, but in the end, you need to ask yourself another question. Exactly who is willing to fight and die for their liberal utopia? The elitists themselves? Their snowflakey kids, Caden and Ashley, with a GH? Do you think you can pay enough people to sue it up and go make people conform? How much money will you need to pay somebody to risk his skin to go down to Texas and to try to take those Lone Star knuckle draggers' guns? I know right now you're saying to yourself, this is crazy talk. Here's another right-winger threatening a rebellion. And I know that you attack the straw man and deliberately lie about political opponents pioneered by Obama and the John Stewart clones and make reasoned discussion almost impossible. And then maliciously, dishonestly underlying those ploys only ratchets up the anger. Eliminate the legitimate modes of opposition and you leave only illegitimate modes of opposition. And that's bad for you. So I don't advocate the consequences that I see coming from the elite's action. And for me to say that I do would be a lie. Though I suspect that will not stop them from lying about what they might hear me say. And other people might write or comment and elsewhere. I'm only predicting the likely consequences of the elite's unwise and malicious campaign against those it hates and seeks to rule. But there is another way. You can step back from the brink and reboot. You can stop the corruption. You can embrace the rule of law. Listen to those you have ignored. Hear what they have to say. Drop the divisive initiatives designed to humiliate and bring the normals to heel. The gun grabs, the bathroom edicts, and the Christian cake baker pogroms. And if you can't do that, and if you can't give up the money and the power, if the joy of inflicting petty oppression and humiliation upon the people you look down on is just too satisfying to pass up, then ask yourself one last chance. What is your end game? Let's go to the phones real quick. Let's go to Matthew. Question about media and AR-15s. Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
Listen, if I have to, I will hold you through the next segment, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. That's cool, dude. Yeah, okay.
What's on your mind?
I was chatting with you, actually, in the chat room. I was the guest guy that we were talking about. But anyway, to get to the point, I was just wondering what your thoughts were. It's like immediately when the Dallas thing went down, of course, as usual, just like the Orlando one was, it was immediately an AR-15. Why is it always that the media portrays anything that's used in any type of shooting? It's immediately the AR-15 is like the ooga booga bad boogeyman of like carbine weapons anymore.
They believe that's the low hanging fruit on what they can get banned. They believe they have confused the public enough to think an AR-15 is a fully automatic weapon. A machine gun, if you will.
Well, it's funny, it's because I don't remember who it was I was listening to this morning when I got to work. I listen to a lot of different talk radio. And, but anyway, there was a guy was playing Jesse Jackson, and I went back and looked. Jesse Jackson's been saying that people can shoot down airplanes with these guns for like, well, I went back and looked through like 5 years of Jesse Jackson quotes. And it's basically the same thing. Jesse Jackson's convinced that, you know, people can shoot down an airplane with an AR-15. Yeah, maybe a crop duster, you know, and then that would probably take some effort. But I just think it's weird that every time, it's always an AR-15.
I'm sure Jesse doesn't know this, but in basic training, they do teach you different ways you can try to engage aircraft with your M16.
Yeah.
However, in order to make that actually work, they would have to be on a line parallel to you with the cockpit, and it would probably help if you and maybe 50 other guys were firing at it.
Trying to
lead a jet aircraft, you have to try to aim out. You have to try to figure out what 200 yards in front of the nose is, and that's changing. Every nanosecond, 200 yards is changing. So let me put you back on hold, and we'll finish this. Okay. We'll finish this on the other side. The other thing is that I've heard this, too, about 50 calibers. 50 calibers can shoot down an airliner. When has that happened? Who's done it? You know, all this hyperbole and everything else. We'll be right back.
Is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Remember to get in 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Check them out. Join them. Be like me. Going back to the phones, Matthew in South Carolina. Question about media and AR-15s. Back to you, sir.
Hey, all right, Bill. Well, it's basically kind of the way I was looking at it, just what I've been reading into this and, like, the Orlando shooting and various other ones is, okay, like, the Orlando shooter, he had a 6-hour. And, right. But, of course, that one was also, you know, was also an AR-15. Of course, yeah, okay, it's an AR-15-style derivative, and but, you know, it sounds better to say AR-15. Everybody thinks, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then, like, with this one, it was an AR-15 or AR-15 type weapon because, well, okay, now we find out it's a Sega. Well, it doesn't sound all that, I guess, sexy or whatever to the media lexicon that, you know, it's basically, you know, a mid-level, you know, Russian weapon. You know, not a bad weapon, but anyway, it is what it is. It doesn't fit their lexicon. But I want to ask you a question. I'll let you go and get on with your show.
Sure.
But, kind of, let's hope it doesn't happen, but if Clinton does get elected, do you think we're going to see version 2.0 of the assault weapons ban? And I don't like to use the term assault weapons, but that's what they like to use. I mean, if I beat you in the head with a baseball bat, it's an assault weapon. But do you think we're going to see version 2.0 of the assault weapons ban like we did under Clinton?
I don't think they have enough votes in the Senate.
Yes.
And that, no. Well, no, I mean, they would have to get 60 Democrats in there. And to get that 60, I mean, we have a similar problem here in South Carolina where we're in our state Senate.
Yeah.
There's so many different ways.
I live down here. I'm all too aware of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So in our state Senate, we can't hardly get anything through. The last time when the Democrats held the Senate in 2013, they couldn't get universal background checks. That got fewer votes than Cornyn's federal reciprocity for concealed carry permits.
Yeah.
So, from a constitutional standpoint, okay, and let me make that caveat to it. Without anything extra constitutional being done, no, I do not think that will happen because we already have proof of this thing. But the reason they keep going for the AR-15, now I don't know if you remember this or not, but with the DC Naval Yard shooting, They said that the initial reports coming out was that Aaron Alexis used an AR-15. The New York Daily News put a picture of an AR-15 on the cover of their daily paper, saying it's happened. It's happening again. And everybody was, and they were talking about how he found the AR-15 on a naval post, which anybody in the military understands that you're not going to find a damn AR-15 on a naval post because they actually have M4s. They don't have AR-15s. And he actually used a shotgun. The same thing. He took Joe Biden's advice.
So they've also had this big confusion about AR-15 shotguns, and then I think it was CNN that did that one or whatever. I can't remember what shooting it was though. But
most of the people in the media today are like that guy Gersh Kuntzman, whatever his name is. The guy that went.
The guy from the New York Post or New York, whatever the New York paper was that.
Had PTSD shooting three rounds from an AR-15.
Mm-hmm.
The explosions were horrible. And, that's the way most of them are. And believe me, most of these guys advocating for this, like I was saying earlier, they have no idea how they would actually enforce it. They expect us to kowtow to pretty much anything they put in place. So, if I had to make a prediction about Clinton as president, I would think that, and see, here's the thing to understand about what is motivating Obama, okay? If Trump becomes president and he looks at some of the stuff that he has found, that he will find, that his staff will find, that Obama's left around, he might go after Obama. It's well within his purview to do this. If he finds that he's broken, if he finds that Fast and Furious was a law-breaking thing, or if he finds, and what he hopes to do is that if something like that were to come out with, of course, Clinton, of course, she would pardon him for the good of the country. So that's one reason all of this stuff is happening right now, where Clinton has gotten away with espionage, you know.
I'm gonna close off with this because I know you got a show you got to do or whatever. I don't want to take up too much time. But the one thing I watched a little bit of the Clinton Bernie powwow today or whatever, and Clinton had 5 points, and I was really curious about these 5 points. And one thing that really surprised me was that gun control wasn't in any of those. And as far as I remember, I don't think any type of race. Black Lives Matter, whatever type of thing, was in that either. I don't know. That just really surprised me in a way.
The thing to remember about Clinton is that Clinton has always been the one to advise people not to say this and not to say that during an election time, because her philosophy is say what it takes to get elected and then do what you want to do once you've got the office. That has spread across the spectrum, though.
I've enjoyed the show. I've only listened to it like 2 other times other than tonight. So I'm going to go back and listen to some of it on podcasts and whatnot. And I wish you all the best, my friend, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Stay safe.
All right.
Matthew's a homeboy, got to tell him. But everybody should be staying safe. Everybody. Obama's got problems if Trump becomes president. I'll give you an example. In the recent terrorist attack in Orlando, the U.S. Department of Justice ordered the Orlando Police Department to scrub or delete references to terrorism from the records they had of phone calls from the shooter, Omar Mateen. This is proof of an effort by the president and the Justice Department to cover up and conceal Islamic references spoke by the Orlando shooter. The FBI was ordered to release only partial, not full, transcripts. This proves Obama is directly involved in the obstruction of an investigation of terrorism, and he's using a Justice Department agency, the FBI, to perpetuate his obstructionism. And this isn't the first time this has happened. He's ordered other agencies in the past to destroy evidence of potential Islamic references. Loretta Lynch gave, the excuse she gave was that persons would be re-victimized by the release of the references to Islam. How about the truth will set you free, Madam Attorney General? How about that one? And the president and the AG never seemed concerned about scrubbing references to the racist policies of police departments around the country or numerous other issues. They didn't advocate doing that. Because that doesn't work out well, does it? So he would have some issues if, you know. He sabotaged a great many things, not to mention Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious is, that's something. That is a big something. Not to mention that under his watch, espionage was committed by the Secretary of State. So, Obama would have a lot of issues were there to be a President Trump. That would be, there would be a lot of issues coming out of that one. That would be bad for him. But, also, another thing that he would have to address is the, or that could be addressed by the next administration, is how the Justice Department functions as an agitator in Ferguson. He's essentially becoming like, Obama's essentially becoming a Black Lives Matter annex. I don't remember him taking an oath to do that. I remember him saying that he would be the president of all of America, but he has yet to even attempt to make that appearance. So he's got a lot of issues, and he's got to go all in on pantsuits. So get ready for the campaign. It's going to be spectacular. We'll do it again tomorrow in about 21 hours. This has been Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.